The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said to your ancestors, you shall not kill. Whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, whoever looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You have heard it said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last October, there was a month-long synod of bishops in Rome, in which bishops and people from around the world, but particularly from the Amazon region, came together to discuss the future plight of the people living in the Amazon, particularly these indigenous tribes, almost all of whom are Catholic, and who are deprived of the sacraments because there are not enough priests. In the closing document, they called and asked the Pope to begin to ordain older married men and to ordain women deacons. This past week, Pope Francis issued a document on the Amazon Synod, in which he never mentioned the ordination of married men or the ordination of women deacons. Traditionalists were delighted because they felt he had not touched the celibacy issue. Others of us, myself included, were enormously disappointed. And the headlines blared, Pope says no to married priests and women deacons. But then I read the document. That's not at all what he says. He begins the document by saying, this is not in any way the final word on this synod. But when I listened to the conversations that went on, when I read the documents you gave me, I have some thoughts of my own that I would like to throw in to add to the conversation. And the entire document is about the environment and ecology. He says that if we continue to rape the Amazon, as we're doing it at an unprecedented rate, we won't have to worry about providing sacraments for these indigenous people because they simply won't be here. They won't be able to survive. And if we don't stop, we're going to hand our children a planet that is unsustainable. So if people are looking out here for married men and ordained women deacons, they're missing the whole point of what the Pope was saying. The same thing is true with today's gospel. In Jesus' day, the law was out here, and the law says, thou shalt not kill. I've never murdered anybody, so I'm pleasing in God's eyes. Jesus says, no, wait a minute. If you're angry in your heart with your brother, you're just as guilty. How do you treat your wife, your children, the people who work for you, those you work with? How do you respond to the cry of the poor, the homeless, the mentally ill, people who can't take care of themselves? Jesus takes an external law, which is out here, and internalizes it, and says that if we want to be a follower of Jesus Christ, then it's all in here. None of it's out here. And if we're looking out here, we miss the point. Amen.